Six Nations Child Welfare Agency Ogwedenidaw is looking to upgrade its facility to better serve the Six Nations community in the child and family services sector. Architects with Two Row Architect, along with staff of Ogwedenidaw, spoke during Tuesday's Six Nations General Council meeting to speak about a planned project to construct a new 54,000 square foot office that the organization will offer its services from. Currently, Ogwedenidaw operates from a 28 square foot leased office space on Fourth Line Road, just outside the village of Oswegan, but Daryl Fisher with Two Row Architect outlined during the council meeting the lease for the current office space will expire in 2028 and some of the challenges the organization faces in its current location.
So we know in this case, Ogwedenidaw is currently in a leased facility. They do not own the building. They have restrictions for expanding or renovating the property. They're at their limitations right now and they have a lease expiring in 2028. Ogwedenidaw has also approached the building owner about purchasing the building, and that was a no-go. So they were not willing to sell. So we have the best option in either case of designing a new facility. And what this will do is provide a very meaningful space for the clients that come here for help. It provides a culturally appropriate and future-ready infrastructure.
Fisher says currently the group is negotiating a private sale to relocate the organization, saying the proposed site is located on Mohawk Road and First Line Road. He outlined the plans for the new building and says given the amount of staff members and future needs coming from Ogwedenidaw, a bigger building is needed as well.
The staffing requirements, currently there are 73, but as we know, that's going to the staffing requirements are strained and the needs will continue to grow in the future. So we wanted to make sure that the building makes provision for that. Upon assessment of the current facility and future needs, we see a 54,490 square foot facility to be necessary for current services and for expansion services in the future.
He then gave details into the cost of the project, which includes purchasing the land for the new facility and the construction of it as well.
So project budget, I think this is the most interesting one everyone wants to know about. The budget will account for design professional fees. This is an all-in price. You get your site servicing development, the construction of the building along with contingencies. It'll be outfitted with furniture, fittings and equipment, and of course the cost for acquiring the land, which is a 33.06 acre lot.
The project is looking to be funded through Indigenous Services Canada and their Child and Family Services Capacity Building Funding, and says once council is supportive of the project, an application will be submitted on behalf of the community. Councillor Cynthia Jamieson spoke on her support for the project and says the community needs to take advantage of federal funding more in an effort to upgrade the current infrastructure to better serve the Six Nations community.
We, the community, we need this badly. Right across the board, you know how we were all squirreling around trying to find an office, and so many people, I understand, if they're not having an office, they're working from home. I know that's not the case for all GD, but generally, if there's any capital out there, we better damn take advantage of it. That doesn't come along very often. It was way back when Earth was green, I think 1991, we put a proposal together for the ministry, did our own business plan. We didn't ask council for any money. Because we did our business plan and found out because we housed different social programs that we could get the rent. Anyways, the thing is, the money, these capital monies don't come along very often. It might be another 50 darn years or something by the time it's there again.
Fisher spoke on the design and features of the building that he says will include culturally relevant aspects.
When we look at these buildings, we try to design for the people that are going to be there. And in this case, we know these are the children and families of Six Nations. So, for example, if you look at the current building, it's a very large steel-looking warehouse, and you can see steel beams and the steel structure from the inside, and it looks very, I guess, a little bit institutional, maybe a little bit industrial. So in buildings like this, they're going to be much more welcoming to the families and the children that go in there. It won't be just sort of a very plain steel-looking building. It'll actually have cultural value in it in terms of materials used, the methodology of how we design buildings. Ryan could probably, you know, talk a little bit more about that. There's a long corridor that will have the main community room at the very front. The long corridor and the lunchroom at the back will be an architectural feature that has high wooden posts and roof structures that you can see, and it'll look very warm and inviting. There's play areas in the back for the children to go and exercise their legs, do that sort of thing. There's a fireplace in the back, so you can have whatever you want there. You can have sunrise ceremonies, powwows. You can have feasts, that kind of thing. So all these things we look at and we try to incorporate into this design. So it's not just a steel building with bricks and flat roof and a box that you just go in. It'll look very inviting.
Six Nations Elected Council approved a motion to support the project moving forward and will now provide a letter of support for Ogwedeni Dow as it submits its application for federal funding. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.